The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. I am your host, Joseph DeYoung. Today, you guys, I don't have my guest today. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to do a little something different today. I have somebody that works here at WKTV on the show today. So let's welcome Joanne to the show. Good afternoon, Joanne. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot warmer today, but it's not, is it?
No, it's not. I thought the same thing when I got up this morning, and like I didn't even bother putting on my heavy jacket. I just wanted to put my light jacket on, but today it's supposed to be in the 50s.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like 50s at all, does it?
No, it does not, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, where's spring? Oh, that's right, we're in Michigan.
Yeah, so anyways, let's get down to what we're going to...
Well, you know what, I thought I'd flip the coin on you today. I thought
sure.
I'd interview you, because I don't know how many people who listen to your podcast know much about you, the host.
Yep, so she's going to interview me today, folks, so let's get right into it.
Okay, well, so Joe... have you always been a West Michigan resident?
I have. I was born and raised here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mm-hmm. I've lived here as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. So tell everybody, what type of disability do you have?
I am visually impaired. So those who may or may not know what that means is that I am blind. I can't see, unfortunately, but I know some blind people have some vision, some don't, but I do not have any vision at all whatsoever. I was born, if you guys were wondering, well, I was born 3 months premature, so I almost came close to dying in the hospital, but I made it out. So I was that close to death's door, but somehow I made it out, turned around and came back. That's a very good question though, Joanne, because, they tried to clear all the tissue that was like blocking my vision, so unfortunately they couldn't do it. So I was born, yeah, so I unfortunately that's why I am visually impaired. Mm-hmm. And I can't see.
It's because you were born that way.
Yes, exactly. I was born that way.
So tell me, growing up, did you go to special schools at all or anything?
I didn't go to elementary or middle school, but I went to Ken O'Shea. Mm-hmm. So I went there. I don't remember how long I was there, but I went to Lincoln School when I was 6 years old, from what I can remember. And I remained there until I was like 15 years old, and then I went to Pine Grove. I was there for about a year. So Pine Grove, it's Pine Grove Learning Center. It's not far from my house, but they have kids there. So if you're wondering about what Lincoln School is, Lincoln School, well, it's a school where they have kids that are disabled. So like they're disabled. So like they can't walk or talk or do anything, unfortunately. So I was the only one that could do it, you know. Mm-hmm. So
let's start. You started at Ken O'Shea, then you went to Lincoln School?
Yes.
Then you went to Pine Grove.
Exactly. But my mom said that because of how smart how my brother and I were, we went to a lot of different schools together. But in Ken O'Shea, when we got separated, the both of us cried together. Mm-hmm. What I remember.
So did you... So you have a brother? Do you have a twin brother?
Yeah, I have a twin brother.
Oh, I didn't know that you had a twin brother.
Yep, I do.
Mm-hmm. So, and he had a disability as well?
No.
Oh, so you guys just went to the same school, it's just to be together.
Yes.
Oh.
Because we're twins.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. You have a twin brother.
Thank you very much.
So tell me, what kind of challenges then have you faced with your disability?
The challenges that excuse me, the challenges that I have faced in life. It was just not being able to see, not being able to read anything in print or read what's going on the TV. That was my one challenge. And also, the one challenge that I have had was not having any friends to hang out with after school, because the school my brother was at, he was getting a lot more of the attention than I was, but it wasn't my fault. Don't get me wrong, but it wasn't my fault. But Godwin Heights, they don't have any programs for people with visual impairments, unfortunately. So the one challenge was me making friends. Like, I was never picked on. Nobody bullied me, and nobody even bothered me. So and nobody even dared to mess with me, which was a good thing. No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but so your brother went to Godwin Heights Public Schools?
He did. And I wasn't getting any attention that he was getting, because he had friends of his own that would come and hang out with him after school. But I would try to join in, but when I got in my teenage years, like, my brother just didn't want me in it. And that's what made me very angry. Mm-hmm. Very angry. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, but like, his friends would try to tell him, like, hey, you know, he should be included, you know, like, you need to include your brother, like, let him hang out with us too. You know, so I need that. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm. And you know, and at that, and because to tell you the truth, Joanne, when my story aired last year, and when I had Mindy as my CLS partner, like, I recall the whole story, because, like, back then, when I couldn't see on my immediate, like, wants and needs, remember how she was, like, telling the story? Like, I was just thinking of myself at the time, you know, because I just didn't have anybody to turn to or talk to. But, you know, at least I had my dad. But my dad and I are very close, and we get along pretty good. And his girlfriend Renee and I, she and I, we get along pretty good. And you know, yeah.
So that was the hardest challenge.
That was the hardest challenge, was making friends at Lincoln School. But the staff adored me. We got along pretty good. I remember their names by voice. Yeah.
So what are you doing now? You've since graduated from school, obviously.
Yep.
So what are you doing now, Joe?
Right now, I'm doing this podcast. I started this podcast, like, after I graduated. I started this podcast at the end of 2019. And the way I started my podcast is when... in 2019, when Mindy and I went to go, and, well, actually, we went to the church that Tanis was at. So we asked if he was there, and one of them said that he wasn't there. So we went there, and somebody recommended Ready for Life. And speaking of that, I actually had the, I had someone from Ready for Life on my podcast, and I think it was like January or so, late January or somewhere around there.
Can you explain what Ready for Life is? Because people might not know what that is.
It's a nonprofit. I think it's a nonprofit organization. They go out in the community. They do some jobs in the community.
Like, so they help disabled people with employment, or help get them involved in things so they can find something they like?
They help them. But with me, I have all of the skills down, because when I was at the Community Transition Center, I actually volunteered. Like, I did some jobs. Like, I volunteered at Comp Renewal, where I would take apart computers. And then I also volunteered at Shama Inn, which used to be a bar, but it's not anymore. And then I volunteered at Holland Home shredding paper, which I was pretty good at doing. And then also I went to North Lawn Church. I would clean the stuff there. I would vacuum. Let's see. What else did I do? I also had two job experiences. The first one I had was, like, I worked at Family Fitness, which used to be a gym that I would go and work out at, but it's not around anymore. And then the second one I had, I worked at Professional Metal Finishers, which was like a factory. Mm-hmm. I would take the hooks and hang them on the platform. So that was my second job experience. And then in 2018, I started doing that. And then I went to Project Search, and I had three rotations there. So Project Search is like a school for people with disability, with special needs, and they like help you like find a job or something that you're looking for. So the first job I had was I worked in the bistro. I did food prep. And then the second one I had, I worked at the DoubleTree Hotel. And then the third job, the last one I had, I was in the office putting mail in envelopes and then taking them to the outbox. That was so I had some job experiences along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so you've done quite a bit of different things.
Yes, I have actually. I just wanted to do those and then get some like experiences, you know. And then just move on to what I want to do with my life.
So
like back to what I was saying, Tannis, like we went to visit at him. I think we went to Beer City Dog Biscuits, and somebody recommended Ready for Life, and Mindy found out that like we found out like I've got all the job experiences, mm-hmm. and so we went to Beyond 26, and we actually. They were all about getting me a job, but no, that wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to get in radio and communications. So, we came back to, Beyond 26 and Will, there was a guy named Will.
Elmets?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he did the, Battle of the Games.
Mm-hmm.
So we started a podcast at the end of 2019 called, Infinity and Beyond 26. Which that was going pretty good, but then COVID hit, so that everything fell apart. So I came up with a new name called The Joe Show Connecting All Abilities Podcast. And so I had to learn to come up with questions. And Mindy would help me with questions. Mm-hmm. And I would put them in my voice recorder so I could practice them. Because if I don't have anybody helping me with questions, then the way that my questions are gonna come out, it's like not like they're gonna come out slowly, and not like fluidly, as you hear people like interview like on TV or radio. You know, if you know what I mean, because mm-hmm. I'd rather do it that way than do it slowly. You know, because the one time I had my supports coordinator Brittany on my show, that one day I didn't come prepared, so. Then the next day after that, like Mindy was like telling me about how my performance was that day. It's like the intro I remembered and the outro I remembered pretty good. And my performance was pretty good, but I was like struggling, honestly. I don't know if you've seen it, but like I've struggled before, and I've had my share of struggles in over the years as long as I can remember. So I had Tommy Barron on my show last in 2020. That one I did pretty good. And I was getting a lot better with the questions.
Mm-hmm. You said that was Tommy Brand that you had?
Yep. I had him back in 2020.
Yeah, he's fabulous.
He is.
So.
Yeah. Because I do research.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I try to come up with questions. And it's like, come on, Joe. It's mm-hmm. like, come up with it. Like, you can do this. This is your shot. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
I always talk to myself. I say, like, Joe, you can do this. You know. Mm-hmm. Just think, you know. Yes.
Well, you've done pretty well. So you've had a number of different people on your show then over the last couple of years?
I have, actually.
Yeah, and you've gone through the pandemic doing the show?
When the lockdowns happened, we couldn't do the show, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So that was hard, but, you know, I mean, I pretty much just kept myself entertained for now until everything opened back up.
Mm-hmm.
But things are starting to open back up even more.
Yep. Though all the mask mandates are going down, and
yes.
saying the numbers are going down. We'll see what happens in the fall. That's what I always say, you know. But it does look like things are going down
yes,
the right direction, right? We're going in the right direction.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you wondered, and I know the question that you're going to ask me,
What is the question I'm going to ask you?
I know what you're going to ask me. It's right on the top of my head. no, I'm not kidding. But like, what did I do to keep myself entertained at Lincoln School when I didn't have any friends of my own to come visit or hang out with me?
Okay. You know? Yeah. So what did you do?
Well, I'm going to be very honest here. I didn't really want to talk about this back then, and I didn't feel comfortable about it. But I'm going to come out with it. But it's time I come out with this. So one time, like in, when 2003 came around, I turned the TV on, and it was on a Sunday, actually. And I was changing channels, and I came across AWWL Big Time Wrestling. They have a lot of older guys on there. And I hit record on the VHS tape that I had in the VCR. I wanted to record it. And as I was listening to it, I was thinking about like my future and what it would be like growing up. And I thought, who am I going to have to talk to? You know, like, who am I going to have to go to for advice or to go to in case of an emergency or if something happened, you know, like, who am I going to have to comfort me if, like, if I'm down or depressed, or, like, who am I going to have to lean on to cry for, you know? Mm-hmm. What am I going to, you know, it's like, what am I going to do with my life? So what became the only option for me? Wrestling. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, ended up having to be wrestling, and I didn't want to wrestle, and I didn't want to hurt anybody, so I just, when I would like go in the basement and turn the VCR on and put the tape in and make it look like I was actually wrestling someone. And the one gym match that I recall, it was the Milwaukee Crusher versus the Great Mongo, RIP to the Milwaukee Crusher, you know. And I still remember their names, but I don't want to get off topic, but like, I remember their names to this day, Joanne. Mm-hmm. There was the Great Mongo, the Milwaukee Crusher, Chafee, Big Jake, Gorilla Barone, Balls Mahoney, and then I remember Ricky Strychnine, Julian the Lockup, and then I also remember Madison, and then I also remember, Blackjack Phoenix, a lot of the other guys that were in there too. I don't remember the other guys, but there was Robera. I'm just going down memory lane. Mm-hmm. So it ended up unfortunately having to be like that, and I was just pretty much just jealous at my brother. Mm-hmm. But to me, it just felt like I was just learning a lot from the guys, just learning how to wrestle, learning how to like do a powerbomb or a suplex or a clothesline. That took me a long time to learn. I didn't know what a clothesline was at the time and how to do it. But I learned how to do it, like, you know. But then when I was in the padded gym, I imagined myself in another promotion called Santan Wrestling, being in there at 5:45 in the morning getting ready, and then just doing the crazy hardcore matches and, you know, with like the chairs and the blood and everything. Mm-hmm. That's what I imagined myself doing.
Oh my.
Hitting somebody with, and being in the ring and hitting someone with anything that was not nailed down. Uh-huh. But in that promotion, those guys were a lot rougher than you think.
Mm-hmm. So do you still enjoy watching wrestling?
I don't watch the WWE stuff, but I rather watch the underground stuff where it's like the no rules, no limits. It's where they like break light bulbs over each other. They like smash each other with it, and then they use like barbed wire, thumbtacks, or broken glass.
That sounds awful.
I like that kind of wrestling. I just don't like the regular matches. I just find them kind of boring. Mm-hmm. But I just like it, and just hearing the crowd go crazy, and
that's pretty violent.
Well, I just like it, and it's like some wrestlers even like come out to some metal music, and so like when I was on the padded gym, I imagined just hitting my opponent with anything. We were just like hit each other with anything we could find, and like, you know. So I imagined Chafee and I doing it, and I just felt like I had a lot of fun with those guys, and I just had a pretty good bond with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure you're wondering, like, you know, why did I choose wrestling? And why did I choose that promotion? And, you know, like, why couldn't I, like, maybe hang out with the younger people or the kids, you know? Well, unfortunately, I didn't wrestle with any kids or younger people. It was just a lot of older guys. Mm. I just imagined myself doing it. And I've been doing that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So, do you actually wrestle, or do you just imagine wrestle?
I just imagine wrestling, but I do it at Sky Zone now.
Mm-hmm.
I go on Saturdays. I just imagine wrestling the guys from AWWL Big Time Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine myself doing it, and I ended up having to find that hobby, unfortunately, because if you're not going to make any friends, that's going to affect your mental health negatively.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So tell me, what are you hoping to get out of the podcast? I mean, what are you hoping people learn from this podcast?
I would like people to learn that you can accomplish just about anything you want to do with your life. You can do your podcast, or you can start your own podcast, you know. And I want them to advocate for themselves and keep fighting for what they want to do in their life. Mm-hmm. And I want them to stand up for themselves, because if they're not doing it, then they're going to have people depend on the others, and they're going to have people do things for them all the time. They've got to step it up and take charge.
Way cool. Joe.
Thank you.
So, well, I've learned a little bit about you today, and I hope other people have too. Is there anything else you want to add at the end?
I think, let me see. I don't know if there's anything I'd like to add right now, but, like, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, but it was a great opportunity to get a chance to know a little bit more about you. Now I'm going to have to go look up wrestling.
Well, when we get done, if we have time, like, I don't know what time it is right now. I think it's almost 1, I think.
Could be.
But so, like, with me, you know, like, but I have friends now, and, you know, like, I'll hang out with them, but, like, you know, because I have a friend named Tandis, and he's visually impaired, so I had him on my podcast back in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
So you do have friends now. That's a very good thing to point out.
It sure
is. Absolutely fabulous. Well, I've enjoyed our opportunity to sit down and chat for a little bit, Joe.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on my show and interview me.
Yeah.
We'll have to do this again sometime.
Sure, I'd love to.
Yeah. So before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe add or add to the conversation or anything you'd like to say?
No, I think I'm all set, Joe. Thank you, though.
Hey, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. All right, well, that wraps up today's episode of the Joe Show, Connecting All the Billies. I know today's episode was different. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share and like and subscribe and comment down below. You can find my podcast on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page. You can also find it on Spotify, and you can also find it on anchor.fm powered by WKTV, and you can also find it on Apple Podcast or Stitcher. So my podcast airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and my podcast also airs on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. So I have more guests in the future coming your way. I'll have more people on the show. But I am going to get somebody that can run the cameras, so just please be patient with me. I will get somebody, but as soon as I get somebody that can run the cameras, everything will be back to normal. Everything will be back to normal, so I appreciate your patience. And please stay safe, and please be nice to each other, and don't stop advocating for yourselves. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.